Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Welcome. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Bob Nelson. I've been a member of First Lutheran since 1965. And I've found the fellowship of believers here at First Lutheran is just wonderful. Today I'm going to read Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. As he came out of the temple, one of the disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? They will not be left here one stone upon another, and they will not be thrown, and that will not be thrown down." And he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple. Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to the consuls and will be beaten in synagogues. And you will stand before the governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given to you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and the child rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But one who endures to the end will be saved." These are words about what's to come before the end times. And a lot of things that are going on today appear in these words. There's wars and rumors of wars, and there's famines, there's earthquakes. Lots of signs that it talks about here in Mark 13. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we know not when you will come, but let us each prepare ourselves and know that we are ready whenever you choose to come. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.